Well, of course, we began our tshuva journey in Rosh Chodesh Elul. When we begin Slichos, there is an extra level, there is an extra feeling that begins to build up towards Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And in one of the more powerful moments of Slichos, at the end, at the concluding part with Shema Koleinu, we say, Al tashlichenu li'es zikna kechlos kocheinu al ta'azvenu, which generally we think means, and we translate as, Al tashlichenu li'es zikna, do not cast me away in old age, and don't throw me away when my strength gives out. Don't forsake me. But if that's the case, that it's really meant to be an age, a number, then it should say really beis zikna. But it says leis zikna. Explains that Tzitz Eliezer Waldenberg, who understands this line, not only that gives us a better understanding of Shema Koleinu, but helps us reframe our next step of the Teshuva process as we build towards the Yom Narayim, explains that Tzitz Eliezer, our impression is that young people are filled with a sense of energy and vitality their whole lives ahead of them. They're idealistic, they're engaged, they're excited, they're proactive, they're ready to accomplish, they're ready to be out there. Older people, whatever age that might be, older people are more set in their ways and unlikely to change. However, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't cast me away or give up on me if I can't change, as if I am set in my ways. Not an age, but a mentality. Avram Avinu, the Gemara tells us that Avram had a coin, and on that coin was a picture of a young boy and a young girl. On the other side of the coin was an older couple. And while Rashi explained it to mean that it's the Mesorah passing down, the great Sri De'esh of Chil Yaakov Weinberg said it's because Avram and Sarah were both sides of the coin. No matter their age, they lived with a sense of vitality, of excitement, of passion. And this is what we're saying in Shema Koleinu. We're not asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get rid of us. We are saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me recognize that age is not what we're referring to as a number, but a mindset. Help me recognize that whatever I am, I'm young, I'm old, but I have the capacity to change. It's what we call a growth mindset. That we enter into the Yom Narayim, Al tashlichenu li'es zikna. When we go into this time period, we should feel as if we have the ability to dream. In fact, Rav Pinkus points out, when the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah describes when the world was created, whether it was Tishrei, whether it was a Nisan, but Tosfos says that it was Oleh b'machshava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted to create the world with a Midas Hadin. He realized that it would be a little bit too difficult, so then he joins it with Midas Harachamim. But what Tishrei represents, says Rav Pinkus, what Tishrei represents is the Ole b'machshava. Tishrei represents the perfect, idealistic creation of the world. And this is what a chance that we get to do when we come to the Yom Narayim. We get a chance to recreate the world, so to speak. To Ole b'machshava. What are our thoughts? What are our aspirations? What are the things that we want to accomplish? The person that we want to be? The actions we want to fulfill in this world? That's what we say in Shema Koleinu. That's how we should feel, that we should come to the Yom Narayim with an understanding that it's not about only what I need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but what can I give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help me be a li'es zikna, never to be set in my ways, to go in with a growth mindset. It makes sense then that Rosh Hashanah is nothing to do with chet, and nothing to do with sin, and no mention of any chatoyim, and no mention of any yasham news, because it's about my oleh b'machshava. It's about my mindset. Everything within Rosh Hashanah is creating the right mindset for me to go ahead into the new year.